Welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, your weekly dose of what's new and what's nude in movies, TV, and Hollywood's sexiest stars. Now get ready for your host, the world's foremost authority on celebrity nudity, Mr. Skin.
Legendary Mr. Skin.
Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey, welcome to episode 109 of the Mr. Skin Podcast, sponsored by StreamMate.com, the global leader in live streaming, with the hottest porn stars and amateurs broadcasting live directly from their bedroom to yours. StreamMate creates a totally unique and intimate experience where you get to direct the show however you want. With an endless variety of performers, you're sure to find your perfect match on StreamMate.com. The question is, are you ready? Hey, Skin, how are you, darling?
Doing great, Andrea. How are you?
I am so good, and I know we have so much to get into on this show.
Oh, yeah.
So,
this is episode 109, but it's also the first episode at the new Mr. Skin offices.
Yay! Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, we had an office in Chicago for like pretty close to maybe 14 years, and we've been for the last year, it's just this move thing, it's tough, and we thought that we were going to move in last August 1st, and it didn't happen until August 1st of 2018. There was just so much stuff. Yeah, so we were there since April of 2004. So it was kind of sad on one hand. You're sad you're leaving the space. So much happened over that time. But we were talking about it. The new Skin space, which is only about six blocks away, is just, it's so cool. It's like we were able to design it to our specs, like what we always wanted. We used to have, our bathrooms used to be, you know, guys and girls. We'd had two bathrooms, but guys or girls could use them. Now we have the women have their own bathroom, the guys have their own bathroom, which, as you can imagine, is nice. But
yeah, you know, for sure.
We had one conference room in the other place. Now we have two cool conference rooms. It's awesome. And you know how it is when you move into a new house or something. It takes a few months before you're officially settled in. So we are definitely not settled in, but we're here and it's fun. And so this is the first episode from the new Skin Quarters.
That is so cool. Now, of everything that your new office has to offer, what is Mr. Skin's favorite thing so far?
Well, the view, number one.
The view.
Okay. I could see from my office the skyline of Chicago, which is really cool.
Aww.
We're on the fourth floor of this building, and it's a cool old building, and I could see in a lot of the neighbors' windows, which I like a lot too.
Cool.
Well, the problem is there's so much, like, I have these floor to ceiling windows, and you could even see into my office. I got to mind my P's and Q's what I'm watching on my computer. You know?
Well, you can get those windows that are like two-way glass in a way. Or
I
you know
need
what
them.
I mean? So people can't see in, but you can see out.
Yeah.
That might be the fix right there.
Yeah. I'm going to have to mind my T's and A's, so we'll see. But it's just cool. And it's so fun because one of the things we're going to do, I've always wanted to do this, but now that we're in the new office, it's officially going to happen, is we're going to have a spot here, and I might even do it where you do the four, you know how like when you see four televisions, but then you see one picture across the four TV, you know,
totally.
How they do that.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to do that, and then I have a database of about 300 Skin classics, just movies, teen sex comedies and movies with great nudity that we're just going to play on a loop. So when you walk into our offices, you'll see like Fast Times at Ridgemont High will be playing on these huge screens, or Porky's, or you know, American Pie, whatever it is that we consider a Skin classic. We have these movies saved on servers so that we could just let them play on a loop. So, and that was sound just as kind of a background thing, but for what
like
we
art,
do,
yeah
it's almost like art. And I've always wanted to do that. I thought it would be really cool. Like, you turn around and there's Phoebe Cates in Fast Times stripping, you know, and it's it would be a lot of fun. So we're going to get that hooked up, and you get to do a lot of cool stuff with the new office.
Now, is this just going to be the good parts kind of edited together?
No, play the whole movie. Like, cool. That's the thing. So that's what I'm saying. Like, it would just be playing 24/7, and we'll just let the whole movie play, not just the nude scenes. And I was thinking, I have some compilations where for parties and stuff, we did like the top 100 nude scenes of all time. We may slip that into
That would be epic.
Yeah, yeah. So when you come to our office, you're like, holy geez, Screwballs is playing on Mr. Skin's television. You know, stuff like that. It'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I can just imagine like the Mr. Skin logo on top of everything on like the lower right-hand corner. Oh, yes, Skin. Yeah. I'm seeing it now. Oh,
yeah,
I'm
excited for you guys. We're doing a lot of neat stuff. Like when you walk in off the elevator, we got all these cool things behind our front desk. And even the toilet paper will have Mr. Skin heads here. So, yeah, we're very excited.
That is badass.
You know, we sponsored a party in Vegas. We were one of the sponsors for a big thing in Vegas. And we were trying to think of cool ways to promote ourselves, and we came up with Mr. Skin urinal cakes. So when the guys would take leaks, you could have the Mr. Skin logo and Mr. Skin, and I'm bummed we didn't save any of those. This is like 4 or 5 years ago, because I'd love to have Mr. Skin urinal cakes, but maybe that'll be another thing we do
in the coming weeks. Now I know what you gave for the holidays.
Andrew, the Mr. Skin urinal cake, you shouldn't have. Yeah.
No one would get it. Be like, you got him what? Like, oh, trust me, he wants it.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, funny. Yeah, you hit it on the head. We have a lot to catch up to. Part of the reason we did a best of last week, where we did, I think they did best of, I can't remember what we did, but I know Phoebe Cates was in it. Either was the best of the 80s or whatever. So it was a great one. But we were, you know, that was our first day in the new office. I was worried that we wouldn't be able to be set up and everything clicking on all cylinders. So we did the best of the 80s podcast last week. But this week, I have a lot of stuff to catch up on, as you can imagine. And let me just start. There's one movie that came out over the last 2 weeks that I wanted to talk about. And,
okay.
Andrea, you can now click on movie, because you got to look at this. It's pretty cool. So the name of the movie is Edge of Fear, and it's a thriller. And I don't even think, I was talking to Joey in content, and he wasn't 100% sure. We think this came out in the UK, because our Skin Scouts saw this, and as far as we know, it hasn't hit theaters here in the US, but I think it was released somewhere in the UK. That's how we got our grubby little mitts on it. And in this movie, Edge of Fear, an actress who you probably don't know, but believe it or not, she has a big fan base that people that come to our website really like. Her name's Jodie Lynn O'Keefe, and there was a movie.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. There was a movie called She's All That.
Yeah.
You know, that movie from 1999 that she was in. And I remember, you know, back in the early days of launching this website, that teen comedy was like very popular. So all the girls from that movie became, you know, among the young guys, that was a big movie. And then more recently, she was in a show called Vampire Diaries. She played Dr. Jo Laughlin. Now, she's 40 years old, and she had never done a nude scene. So it was kind of big, like on the message boards where you go if you're in the celebrity nudity, and all the emails and stuff we get. There was a lot of excitement when we made the announcement that Jodie Lynn O'Keefe has a pretty cool nude debut 56 minutes into this movie, Edge of Fear. And it's a weird scene, and I'll tell you why. First of all, if you look at that bottom one with
the dude in the mirror,
he looks in the mirror and he sees Jodie Lynn O'Keefe topless, and she looks awesome. But the scene, the scene continues, and they get in a fight, and you got to see the movie to understand what's going on. But they get in a fight, and then they use a body double for the fight, because it's kind of like
ridiculous.
It's we were talking about this at our office. It's really weird. I've never seen this, but the body double who's in the fight has nip patches on, but Jodie Lynn O'Keefe, who is the star main actress who's doing the nude scene, is just shows her breasts. So it's, isn't that weird? Like, that's, think
that's
of that
so
for a
ridiculous.
Second. You would think, like, the star would wear nipple patches, right?
Yeah, and it's like, if you're, I've been a body double, not a stunt double, but I've been a body double. It's like,
oh,
no one's
that.
Ever even good. Yeah, no one's even going to know it's you. And no one, like, right. People don't even know it is a body double in the first place 99.9% of the time, because people don't have our gig. You know what I mean? So it's like, no one's even going to think to look on the end credits for a body double name. Like, just show your fucking tits. Who cares? Like, they'll think it's the actress. So,
yeah,
that's really
weird. Strange. I don't get it. I don't know. Maybe this was some really famous person that did the body double. I don't know. But yeah, the body double, when they go to the fight in this movie, Edge of Fear, has nip patches. That's a new thing to us. But the good news, the scene with Jodie Lynn O'Keefe is really sexy. And because of her, you know, that teen comedy and also being on all those television shows like Vampire Diaries, guys are pretty excited about this. So a new debut to report, hot off the press, Edge of Fear, Jodie Lynn O'Keefe naked, and that's the movie, one of the movie things I wanted to get to.
Oh, I cannot even believe she's 40, though, by the way. Like, her body looks ridiculous.
Yeah, how great is that?
Really good.
So before I get into the TV stuff, I wanted to talk about a question we get. We get guys that email the podcast and stuff, and I thought this was a great question, and the guy sent it a couple weeks ago, so I wanted to answer it. And his question is, and I think he did it to our Twitter. I can't remember, but I think so. Which Alyssa Milano nude movie scene is your favorite? The photography scene in Embrace of the Vampire is great. And he's right, because I consider that one of the top nude scenes of all time. But he says, I always love the against the shower door scene in Poison Ivy 2. So he's asking me, what is my favorite Alyssa Milano scene? And great question. I don't, CP, do we have a name from that guy? Okay, we don't have his name, but anyway, he hit us up on Twitter.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. Let me tell you, I don't talk about, and I don't know why I haven't talked about this a lot. I think because whenever I talk about Alyssa Milano, I bring up the scene with her and Charlotte Lewis, which I consider, like I said, one of the top nude scenes of all time. I rarely mention the incredible menage foursome that she does later in Embrace of the Vampire towards the end of the movie.
Where a foursome?
It starts out, she's tied up. Now, this is Alyssa Milano. She's tied up topless. That one vampire dude on the left is licking her boobs. Charlotte Lewis, the girl on the right, is licking her boobs. And they're like crawling up her body. And then at the very end of the scene, this vampire guy just appears out of nowhere.
slithers
in and just bangs her. And he's nude and he's on top of her.
This is fucking hot skin.
Isn't it?
Dude.
It's really a hot scene. And I got to say, I rarely talk about this. And I'm going to...
I've never seen this.
Yeah, my nude year resolution next year will be that I got to talk about that scene more. Because I've always said Embrace of the Vampire is the greatest horror movie for nudity ever. Even though the movie, as far as horror movies go, is not good. But the nudity... you can't be beat, because you have Alyssa Milano and all these crazy scenes. So, and that guy's name that is banging her is Martin Kemp. Was he the dude in Spandau Ballet? Is he?
I have no idea.
I remember he was in the movie The Craze, but yeah, he was the lead singer of Spandau Ballet. I don't know if you remember that band from the 80s. And
no.
Yeah, anyway, it's just an amazing scene. And for that guy that asked the question, yeah, the Poison Ivy scene, great, but the foursome scene to me is the hottest Alyssa Milano sex scene, without question. And okay, real quick, I know this much is true, the Spandau Ballet. I can't sing it, I'll sound like an idiot, but anyway, check it out sometime, because it was a big song in the 80s by Spandau Ballet, and that's the guy who's actually banging Alyssa Milano in the scene.
Dude, this is so hot. And just the angle at which we see her boobs is I mean, she's writhing around, undulating. But yeah, them all taking their own, like, independent action on her. It's like they're feasting on her sexually. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, it really is. And yeah. Like I said, right before this guy appears out of nowhere to bang her, the guy on the left in Charlotte Lewis went up her body, starting at her legs, were licking her breasts, and she was loving it. And then this guy comes. So while he's banging her, they're still like licking her armpits, and it's really a hot, hot scene. So anyway, great question. And anyone else has any questions, you could go to our podcast page, or you could go to our Twitter at Mr. Skin and ask questions. And eventually I'll get to it, but that was a great question. So
yeah, right on. And now it's time for our StreamMate Cam Model Spotlight of the Week. And I am so excited to talk to Lisi Sweet. How are you, gorgeous?
Hi, I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Doing great.
Pretty damn good, especially now that we're talking to you. I love how you have this super sweet, innocent, blonde blue, you know, like all American look. And then we look at your expertise, and I don't know about you, Skinner, if you had a chance to look at her expertise,
yes,
but how are you able to give a foot job and a blow job at the same time?
Well, that's one of my many special talents, but I'm very flexible. I've actually got a joint condition that allows me to be very flexible. But
excellent.
I discovered that it's like a kind of a really cool talent that I discovered that not a lot of people had. So, yeah.
Okay, wait, though.
I love a foot job and a blow job.
Wait, so the foot job and the blow job are on the same dick, or it's two guys at the same time?
It's like I have a foot in between, or I have a dick in between my feet, and I'm getting a foot job.
Yeah.
And I sort of bend over, and while it's in between my feet, I can suck it at the same time.
Holy fuck balls. I think every one of our listeners right now to the Mr. Skin podcast who has a foot fetish is like busy typing in Lisi Sweet and looking up your name.
Yeah.
And that's crazy. I really love foot fetish personally. I love my feet being worshipped, and that's a thing for me.
Okay, well, let's talk about your feet a little bit then. Tell us your size. What's your arch like? Tell us.
Well, the one thing that is always noticeable by people is that I have this beautiful stack of solid gold toe rings on one of my toes, and they love that. My toes are always pedicured. I get a pedicure every 2 to 3 weeks religiously, and I really take care of my feet. I moisturize them. I exfoliate them daily. I wear a size 8.5 shoe, and I've got really high arches, and yeah, they're just nice creamy soles and little spready toes that are very dexterous. So I love kind of picking things up with them or kind of wrapping them around a really hard cock, especially all oiled up or something.
Wow. That's amazing. Now, obviously, your feet sound divine. They sound like soft little pieces of heaven. What do you do when a guy asks you to have like a dirty foot? Do you oblige, or are you like, nope, sorry, I'm super clean and manicured, and this is what's up?
Actually, I just ran into that recently, like a few days ago. I'm like, hey, you like dirty feet? Let's get them dirty.
I love that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Make sure that they're like disgusting dirty. Like if you ask for them dirty, you better prepare to like lick the street off of my feet.
Oh my God. So are you a little bit dominating too?
I am. Yeah, actually I do practice femdom, and it's very fun for me. I really thoroughly enjoy that.
I love that. Since you have this like super wholesome look, you have beautiful feet, like you obviously take super good care of yourself. And I'm assuming that no one on the street would have any idea that you're naughty for a living. What do you think is the most surprising thing a fan could learn about you?
Well, fans that don't know me that well, I think the most surprising thing for them is for them to find out that before I did porn, when I started porn, and before that, for 7 years, I was a research scientist studying infectious diseases.
Wow.
I think that that's a little bit of a misnomer, that porn stars and people in the adult industry are people who are doing it because they have to, or
exactly,
smart or anything like that. And that is absolutely not true. these are some of the most like intelligent people I will meet. And for somebody that takes control of their lives and embraces their sexuality and makes money off of it, like, that makes us the smartest people in the world.
Yes, Skin, you know, you and I talk here, about here. This all the time, and especially when we go to AVN and we are interviewing the best and brightest of the bunch, and we're always trying to kind of preach that gospel to people, like, look, these people aren't victims, they're empowered.
They're business women.
Yeah,
they're business women. They get to do it from the comfort of their own home. They don't have to go on the set and deal with a bunch of guys they don't like. They get to run their own business from the comfort of their own home. It's brilliant.
It really is.
You know, and for me, I do both. I love cam modeling. I'm actually getting ready to cam here very shortly, but I also obviously film on set, like mainstream porn. And I love that too. I love being able to go to work that day and my job is to fuck this really hot, muscly European man with a big dick. And I'm like, really? I get paid for this? This is amazing.
That is pretty awesome. And you have a lot going on and you're really good at what you do and you're passionate about what you do. And like you said, you do it with intelligence. I want to talk about one more thing on your expertise list because I just am fascinated. It's anal and of course, big toys all up in that ass. So for our listeners who are new to anal, maybe they're scared, they think it's going to hurt, you know, et cetera. What would be your best advice for them or us, you know?
I would say, you know, if you're doing it with somebody else or doing it solo, make sure that you trust the other person. You have to really trust that person because if you don't, it's not going to happen. You mm-hmm. have to be really sort of in the right mindset. And for me to be able to, I mean, there's tons of people that can do anal. They can stick something in their butt. And it might not be comfortable, but they can do it.
But they'll do it, yeah.
For me, I really kind of almost find a meditative state where I just kind of take a deep breath and I'm imagining myself opening up. I imagine what it looks like and I kind of take it from there. And you really have to want it. It's something that can't be forced and you just got to practice. Lots of lube, get yourself a really good high quality lubricant and either do it in front of a camera where you can watch it or do it in front of the mirror. It's important to see what's happening because I had been doing anal in my personal life for several months before I realized that I was actually gaping and I didn't know that until I saw it on camera one time.
And is that a problem or what? How do you amend that if it is?
No, actually, like, gaping is a skill that...
Oh, well, then look at that!
Yeah, not a lot of people can actually do it. It takes a lot of muscle control. And so it's really cool that I was like, oh, yeah, I was doing that. And so it helped when I was on cam to be able to sort of pay attention to when it was happening and exactly what I was doing. So now I'm completely able to control everything that happens down there, opening it up, closing it.
Wow.
Doing what you want, you know?
So wow. That's really cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I am blown away by your smarts, your beauty, your loves of hardcore sex and pleasing your fans. Skin, I'm sure you're just as blown away as I am.
Yeah, I'm making notes as we speak right now. Thank you.
I was wondering why you were so quiet. Skin's taking notes. I love it. Well, everyone, go check out Lisi Sweet. She is a doll. She will not disappoint. And let me tell you where her profiles are. You can follow her, of course, at streamate.com/cam/LISEY Sweet. And follow her at Twitter, LISEY_2014. Lisi Sweet, everyone. You are a delight. We're so proud of you.
Thank you, guys.
All right, now have fun camming.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, guys. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for having me.
You too.
All right, so let me start with all the television stuff that's happened over the last couple of weeks, because there's always TV stuff to talk mm-hmm. about. And let me start with Sharp Objects. Have you been watching this show at all on HBO? It's eight-episode thing? Okay. It's pretty cool. Amy Adams plays a reporter who comes back to her hometown to live with her incredibly psychotic mother, and try to help solve this. There's been young women disappearing in this town that she grew up in, and it's very dark, and sharp objects involves the fact that she's a, what do you call it when you cut yourself?
A cutter.
And mm-hmm. it is like, that's not my thing at all. Like, it kind of grosses me out, but it's very, very dark. But there's a lot of self-harm in this. And Amy Adams is, I think, smoking hot. She's a great actress. And last night on episode 5, and I checked it out, they only have 3 episodes to go, so I'm interested to see how this ends, but
yeah, short
she was
season.
In her underwear. Her and her mom and sister went to buy some clothes, and she was trying some stuff on. So it was just an underwear scene, but I talked to you about in the very first episode, mm-hmm. she took 2 baths, and she was nude. So that was kind of a mm-hmm. pleasant surprise. But there was a scene, I think it was last week, where she was with this, I don't want to give it away, but she was with a guy from the show, and they hadn't done anything. This was their first time. They just started to kiss for the first time, Andrea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she took his hand and put it down the front of her pants.
Ooh-wee.
Like 5 seconds after they started making out. And I was like, because I was watching this with my wife, I was like, holy geez, I thought it was so hot. Now, that's an example of, you don't see nudity, but when they're making out and she takes his hands, she unbuttons her pants and he slides it down in her underwear. That's super sexy.
Yeah, for sure. And it's like, okay, we're just bypassing second base here and just going right down the pants.
No, exactly. Well, Andrew, I got a sharp object in my pants when I was watching that. So anyway, it is really sexy yet very dark show. And hey, Amy Adams in her underwear, I got to talk about it. And that happened last night, season 1, episode 5. So
very nice.
Now, that show, The Affair.
Yeah.
That's the show on Showtime on Sunday nights with Dominic West, Maura Tierney, Ruth Wilson, and they're in their 4th season. And last night there was the 8th episode of the 4th season. This girl, Nicole Elliott, had an underwear scene, which was very, nothing much to speak of. But last week, episode 7 was outstanding. And I've said this about The Affair, it's like, it's weird because, Andrea, when you had the first episode of The Affair, mm-hmm. or the first season of The Affair, so you have Dominic West and Maura Tierney, and they're this happily married couple, and they have 4 kids, and they go on vacation, and then he meets Ruth Wilson, this waitress, and it's really hard to watch from the standpoint of what The Affair does to the family and how it like just F's with the whole family. So on one hand, it's like hot and sexy, but then they at least deal with the fact that, that's great in theory and in fantasy, but then all the shrapnel that happens from that is...
Let this show be a public service announcement to everyone.
Yeah. But now that they're in their 4th season, it's almost like everyone has different partners, and it's just, it's not so much about what was going on in the first season, but every year they'll throw in these like just nude scenes out of the blue. And speaking of blue, Maura Tierney this week, that I couldn't believe. And this episode 7 was really good. So there's a storyline where like Maura Tierney, who was Dominic West's original wife, she's, in her early 50s, she gets this neighbor, Emily Browning, this season, who we love from movies like Sleeping Beauty. And she's, she's ridiculous. And they're neighbors. So Emily Browning wants to take the older woman to a spiritual retreat at Joshua Tree.
Okay. And been there, done that.
That's right up your alley. When they get there, the leader of the retreat, this girl gives Emily a very long kiss. So you had that. So right there. So then eventually they go to their, I guess they call it a yurt. Is that what they call it? Some name for whatever, where you stay in.
Where they sleep in.
Yeah. So Emily Browning undresses and just lays there in her underwear. How hot is that scene?
Ridiculous. I mean, she is so tiny.
Like, and she's from Australia too, so extra. She's hot.
A little tiny spinner with like, put an Australian accent on top. But she's not like my typical type. You know what I mean? Like, she's totally flat and this and that. But there's something so erotic about her.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm obsessed. Anytime she gives me a new nude scene, I'm so over the moon. I cannot get enough of Emily Browning.
Well, let me tell you that. So Emily Browning starts kind of hitting on Maura Tierney and to asking if she's had any sexual experiences with a woman. They start to kiss, and Emily Browning goes down on Maura Tierney. So it's really awesome. So then,
okay, I might have to start watching the show again. It was like giving me a bad taste in my mouth because you know I'm married and this and that.
So anyway, eventually Maura Tierney ends up going into this one of those like isolation tanks.
Yes.
And we see her breasts. And by the way, we're looking at the best iceberg boobs of the year when your breasts just stick out of the water like that. So she's in an isolation tank. Her breasts are sticking out. Pretty awesome nude scene from Maura Tierney. Incredible nude scene from Emily Browning. And as a bonus...
Ooh, there's more?
Yes.
Let me scroll.
Saina Lathan, who is... a actress, you might remember her from like Nip Tuck or Boss on was Boss on Showtime? I can't even remember.
I can't recall either.
And then Love and Basketball was a great movie for nudity for Saina Lathan, but she's has sex with Dominic West, and she showed a little right breast. She's a really beautiful black actress, and I'm a big fan, and that was kind of a surprise this season to see her and do this scene. So all in one episode, you had Emily Browning, Maura Tierney, and Saina Lathan. And like I said, now Dominic West with like his, you know, I don't know how many total, but this is another woman. So it's not really the affair anymore. It's like guy that bangs hot chicks is what the show should be called. So episode 7 was awesome last week on The Affair on Showtime.
Nice. I'm blown away. I feel like maybe I need to start watching this show again. I mean, I kind of gave up, you know, because it just made me feel kind of weird.
It
but
did.
Now it's like, okay.
No, I agree. So now there's a... interesting. There's a show that you have to have DirecTV to see.
Okay.
It's called Condor, which is from the Audience Network. And the show's about this young CIA analyst. It's played by Max Irons. And he's like an idealist. And it's tested when he joins the CIA and he stumbles upon this plot that threatens the lives of millions. And like I said, the Audience Network, you have to have DirecTV, but go out and get DirecTV because this Condor's has some nice nude scenes. They had a Calum Ohm, who's not a famous actress, but a Canadian actress, and she was doing a coke-fueled threesome with this Jamie McShane and another uncredited woman, and a little surprise there, but you have to. It's called Condor, season 1, episode 8. While we were away, had this really nice threesome, and Kaylin Ohm was the girl who showed her breasts, and it was really hot. You could see the other girl kind of behind the guy. So anyway, it was a nice threesome, and you can see that on the Audience Network. The show's called Condor.
I mean, it's definitely piqued my interest, that's for damn sure.
Oh yeah, no question. So also I wanted to get to a show. Remember, Andrea, I was telling you that there's the most frustrating show on television is a Hulu show called Harlots. And
Like prudes, right?
It's about a brothel where either the girls are strategically covered or they'll show as much cleavage as they could show and then they like don't show the nips. It's so frustrating. Now, there's been brief nudity, but it is few and far between.
Such bad angles. Like, it's horrible.
Well, I just bring it up because... they had Samantha Morton in this week. So season 2, episode 5 on Hulu. Now,
okay.
So you look at those breasts, Andrea, and think to yourself, like any girl would, like, oh, wow, where could I see those? Because
harlots won't show them. They'll do, they'll, you know, because this is a period piece, so they're wearing those like corsets
bustier.
With the huge, yeah, bustier, you know, and the whole
bustier.
Thing.
The bustier. I mean, we're literally they could hit her face, you know. Yeah.
And Samantha Morton, when you see her, we call those stealth bombers, where you just have no idea how big someone's breasts are until they're like in a push-up bra or whatever. And Samantha Morton fills that bill. So you're watching Harlots and you think, man, they just teased the hell out of me. I've never seen such great cleavage. And this is probably the best cleavage I've seen in 2018.
Dude.
But then you say, well, wait, maybe I should check MrSkin.com and see if Samantha Morton's ever done a nude scene. Well, yeah, you're going to see she's been naked 8 times, and she did some classics. A movie called Under the Skin in 1997, where she went full frontal. Another weird named movie, Morven Collar from 02, where she got naked. She's done 8 great nude scenes. So, Andrew, do not be frustrated by Harlots. We'll come to the rescue and save you so you can see. But when you see these two pictures, like, how could you show that much boob and not just show boob?
I want to know how she's showing that much boob without exposing her neck.
I know.
She, like you said, stealth bombers, that might be an understatement.
Yeah.
This is crazy. Yeah, like, weapons of mass destruction here. Like, these are gargantuan. Wow.
Yeah, no, I agree. So.
And yeah, you'd never think Samantha Morton had anything like that going on, because she's so under sexualized in all of her roles, right?
Yes. It's like, yes.
Crazy. Wow. Blown away.
So, all right. So, I have a couple more. I got a few more television things I wanted to talk to you about. Well, one is there's a show called Strange Angel, which is from CBS All Access. And I've talked to you about this, where some of these states, I think FX and TNT are trying to do the same thing where that CBS is doing here. It's like, we all know you could turn on CBS on your television and watch commercials and watch shows, but they don't really have nudity. Well, they're doing more of this subscription service stuff. And I was talking to my boy Joey in content, and I said, how many subscribers would you think? Like, how many people do you think subscribe to CBS All Access?
I'd be dying to know.
Well, we know, and it's pretty incredible. So for about, I think it's around $10 a month, they got 2.5 million subscribers.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Dude, and we need to put some TV shows out, man. You and I get... To-
Well, yeah, I'm telling you. Well, yeah, I know a little about subscriber business. I know a little about it. But we don't have 2.5 million subscribers, or I wouldn't be doing
crazy.
A podcast right now, right?
That's nuts. No, you still would be.
Yeah, I know. I still would, because I'm such a perv. But
because you love it.
Yeah, no, and I think, I mean, the big attraction is commercial free if you pay your $10, and what. Nudity, of course. So, hey, as I know well, people that, you know, if you do it right, people will pay you $10 a month to see this stuff. So, so the Strange Angel, it's about Jack Parsons, this guy who invented rocket fuel. He practiced occult rituals, did sexy magic. It's a true story. He was supposedly like the best friend of L. Ron Hubbard, the guy that did Scientology.
I didn't realize this was like based on a real story.
Yeah. So, it's called Strange Angel. They're in their first season, their 7th episode, and they've done some nude scenes. And this week, the last episode, this Amara Zaragoza, who plays Joan on the show, her claim to fame is she used to date Bruce Willis. So, you know, right there, you should think she's got to be pretty hot. But
she's amazing.
And I've noticed, like, she was last week, she was receiving oral at a ritual. There's a lot of, like, ritual stuff, because this guy was into the occult and all that and rituals. So every time there's a nude scene, it's in one of these rituals. So keep the rituals coming. We're fine with it. But, yeah, she was showing breasts this week. And last week, someone was going down at her. Going down on her at a ritual. So lots of ritual nudity, and I am loving it. The show's called Strange Angel, but you have to be a subscriber or a subscriber of Mr. Skin to check it out.
I think in this episode, she actually looks even more beautiful than when she was getting gone down on. And I thought she was hot, you know, on the other episode. Her boobs are phenomenal. Her face is stunning and
perfect.
Yeah,
isn't she gorgeous?
Yeah. She's gorgeous. Like, everything about her is very sensual. Good casting, man.
Yeah,
like,
very exotic looking. Amara Zaragoza
amazing.
Is her name.
Amazing. Wow.
And ask Bruce Willis. He knows all about it. So, yeah.
Poor Bruce.
Yeah.
He's missing out on that.
Yeah, so anyway, the next thing I want to talk about...
Wheel of Skins!
Yes, I forget every week that we're doing
Wheel
of Skins.
I know, me too.
Yeah, I love it. Actually, this is the part of the show, the Wheel of Skin, where CP, the EP of the podcast, he spins a gigantic Wheel of Skin with over 28,000 actresses, and he pulls up a random name that... then I could kind of riff on their skinography. I, of course, am a Patsy Jackoff. You are?
Vagia White.
Yeah, and this is a Merkin Griffin production. And it's fun because he throws an actress at me, and I give you a little background on her skinography. So go ahead, CP, spin the wheel, and we'll get going.
Okay. And we have Bryce Dallas Howard.
Redhead, gorgeous. I think she's so beautiful.
I do too. She's really pretty.
Yeah, she is, and very classy. She's obviously best known as the daughter of Ron Howard, Richie the Sea from my day when I was a kid. When I was watching reruns, I was a big fan of the Andy Griffith Show. He was Opie, the cute kid on the show. And and his daughter's a fantastic actress. You might know her from many movies. Lady in the Water is one. But the funny thing is, she's actually done two nude scenes. One is super brief, and one is super fantastic. So let me start. So Lady in Water, that one I just mentioned, was a 2006 movie. It's one of those M. Night Shyamalan movies. It's super brief. Like, literally, we had the skin vision that I remember, because it happens. You see her breasts. It's so quick. But then in 2005, so I can't believe it's been 12 years already, she did a Lars von Trier movie. He's a great director from Denmark who we love. And she did a movie called Manderley in 2005. So actually, it's been 13 years. 2005, Manderley. And when I mention Lars von Trier, all you got to know is that there's going to be incredible nudity. Because, like, he did, like, I remember when I was first launching the website, Breaking the Waves with Emily Watson was, like, it blew my mind how naked she got. He did the movie Melancholia, where Kirsten Dunst was fully nude.
I see what's happening with his stuff.
Yeah, he's an envelope pusher. Nymphomaniac Volume 1 and 2, where they showed real sex, and it was crazy. So this guy is, like, you know, obviously a big favorite of mine, and this Lars von Trier. So he does the movie Manderley. And Manderley was about the, you know, like, pre-Civil War American South, and he was dealing with, you know, the how the black the slaves were treated and everything like that. Well, about an hour and 41 minutes into Manderley, there is a scene between, like, a slave and Bryce Dallas Howard, which is one of the great skinterracial scenes of all time. She is completely nude, and they show many close-ups of her bush in this, and it's just a very graphic, incredible, only a kind of nude scene you'd see in a Lars von Trier movie. And yes, you can see her Aunt Beeve if you're wondering. So it's called Manderley, and that is the go-to movie if you want to see Bryce Dallas Howard very, very naked. It's one of those where you only do, well, I did mention Lady in the Water, but technically, compared to this, she really only did one nude scene.
Right.
But when you do one, but it's spectacular, that's a great example.
That's all you need,
yeah,
right?
That's all you need. And you could still make it in the Mr. Skin Hall of Fame with, you know, one great one could get you in, so...
Yeah, because it's quality, not quantity.
100%.
Always.
So that's a great question, CP. Thanks a lot. I haven't
I haven't thought about her in a long time. I haven't gone back and watched that Manderley scene in a long, you know, in a couple of years, but it is so good. You got to see it, Andrew. It's so, it's a really interesting scene. So
it's on your site, yeah? Then I'll find it. Perfect.
Yeah, yeah. She's also in those new Jurassic movies, world movies, so her, she's killing it. Yeah, she does really well, but
this was when
she was just cracking into the business, so yeah. Anyway, so let me go. I got a couple more TV shows I want to talk about. And again, I find myself just, I'm amazed, I'm blown away. Bravo, The Real Housewives. I know, Andrea, you know a little about this stuff.
Yes.
But, The Real Housewives of Orange County, they're in their 13th season. And mm-hmm. they had their third episode last week on Bravo. And so Tamra Judge, who I don't know too much about. I know she's like a fitness guru, but I don't know that much about her.
Okay.
She's 50 years old, man. Look at that butt in the hot tub. But more important, like Joey and I from Content were talking about this today. We're like, that's a pretty close-up butt shot for a Bravo. You know what I'm saying? It's not like, I don't know. It's I don't want to say graphic, but it's that's a damn good Bravo nude scene, to, you know?
Dude, it's epic. Yeah, she's completely naked. And like you mentioned, she's not only like a fitness, a gym owner, but she's a fitness competitor. She knows how to keep her body rock hard all year long because she hits the stage and competes. And she actually wins. And it's not because she's a real housewife. It's because this is what she does, you know? Formerly a real estate agent, fell in love with fitness, whatever. Also, her husband is a gym owner as well.
Okay.
But she's in this scene, they're drunk as fuck on vacation in Mexico and actually breaks her foot later. That's how wasted they are. So, of course, she's completely naked. But you're right. She pops up totally unexpectedly to talk to someone that's outside of the tub. And the camera people didn't know she was going to do this. It's reality. So they just happen to be at that perfect spot that when she pops up away from them, their camera's already right there on her ass.
Right.
Because that's where
right.
her face was.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
It really is. Like, these catch my, like, I've told you, I do not watch these shows. I mean, I'm not a Real Housewives guy. This is all you need to see.
It
doesn't. But my team here goes through every show. So, and we have this like we have this internal chat where I have different things I watch, and every day our TV people, when they go through whatever happened on television, this stuff catches my eye. So when I have to choose, like, of all the stuff that happens, like, what am I going to talk about for the week on the podcast? Real Housewives just keeps coming up because these girls are hot, their bodies are good, and they're showing their butts. Now, we've talked about if you show your breasts, it gets pixelated. I get it. But I'll take a Tamra Judge butt scene. I'm very happy with that. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Tamra Judge. I don't know many 50-year-olds that have butts like that, by the way, Andrew.
Her butt is better than mine has ever been at 16, 18, 20. Like, her butt at 50 is like a dream butt. And you know what's so great? When you look at her tan line in this shot, look how tiny her bathing suits are that she's wearing. It's like she wears a thong.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so it's just, she knows how good her butt is too. But she works, like they say, I mean, she does work her ass off for that ass. Like, asses like that, you're not just born with it, especially at that age. And then, you know, that's not all. Look how many times she's showing her tits throughout the night too.
Right. And keep in mind, like, she was flashing her boobs like all over the place that episode. But
they were wasted.
They pixelate. You can't see the nips, but you could see everything else. So it's pretty hot stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
And last but not least, I wanted to mention The Real Housewives of New York City, because I this was another one.
Are we doing East Coast, West Coast battle?
We're going
here?
East Coast, West Coast, a rap battle. Sonia Morgan.
Crack
battle. Very good. The ladies sailed to a private island near Columbia. And I mean, like, this Sonia, she's wearing this white bikini with this, the tag was still on it. And eventually she decides to flash her boobs and butt to Luann and Bethany in the water. And it's actually a really funny scene because she's got this new bathing suit and the tag's hanging in the back. But you want to hear an interesting thing? So I was watching this before I did the show again, and the whole video. And so she's pulling down, showing her butt, which I thought was super hot.
Yeah.
And she's like 54 years old. She's even older than Tamra.
And she looks fucking good, too.
She looks awesome. I'm like, who? Hey, you know, I know these age women in the world, and I don't see it around where I live. But look at this. Can you see where she was messing around with her bikini bottom? Look what they had to do.
In
they had
the
to
front.
Pixelate the vagina because it was sticking out because of how she was maneuvering that bikini bottom.
She pulled the bottom back, or down rather, way too low just to show her butt. You know, she didn't pull just the back down like the water baby sunscreen thing. She pulled like the butt off. So the front is now hanging down. So her cooch is now totally exposed, and you can actually see her butt from the front. And of course, the puss is right there in the way.
Unbelievable.
So it's unbelievable. I'm just so glad that these ladies are having so much fun and that they love their bodies so much, and they're keeping such good care of themselves that they're doing this stuff, you know, on reality television, and they look damn good doing it. You know, it's very aspirational.
Well, when I was when I was a kid, like let's say when I was like 13 or 14, no 54-year-old women look like this. Period.
They did not. No, it's crazy. It's like I used to think like 40, for example.
Yeah.
Was going to be like real bad, you know?
Right.
And now I'm looking at Tamara Judge. I'm looking at Sonia Morgan. I'm looking at women around me that aren't doing crazy stuff, you know, plastic surgery wise. And I'm like, you know what? Getting old's actually not that bad. Like,
no, it's, they're skin-spirational. They're skin-spirational, these women.
Yes. I'm like, if my tits can look like Sonia's, if my ass can look like Tamara's, and I can maintain this face, I'm going to be good.
Yeah, you're fine, Andrea. You'll be fine. I'm not worried about you.
I'm not worried about you. But this is, I just love that they are so wild. And I really do think, though, I didn't see this episode in New York, but I have a sneaking suspicion Sonia might have been a little tipsy too.
Yeah, I mean,
you know,
but that's why
they're Real Housewives. It would be boring reality TV if they didn't do stuff like this. And of course, that's good casting. Casting picks girls who have no problem partying. You know,
yeah. Well, I have some of the girls that work with me in content like watch this show, so they always kind of give me the context because I'm like, I just am blown away by the nudity. You want to talk about it? And I don't really know the backstory, or in this case, the crack story of some of these things, but I am fascinated, and I am happy to share that with you, Andrea, and it's just a good way to end this week's nudity, the week in nudity, and we'll be back again, you know, next week with another live one. And we got a lot of good stuff I'm looking forward to. That Ballers from HBO and Insecure, that Issa Rae show, start up again next Sunday.
Nice.
So I'm sure I'll have some great stuff next week to talk about from that. And just another great week in celebrity nudity.
Dude, another great week. Like, I mean, I know we just finished with it. It's like, who would have thought reality would bring so much strong A?
Yeah.
I'm so excited about that. And I want to remind all of our listeners, you know, I want you to leave a good taste in your lover's mouth after you both watch The Affair, if you catch my drift. So on that note,
wow.
I'm going to remind everyone, give us a call. If you have a question for Skin, you don't have just Twitter. We have a voicemail, 484-SKIN-POD. And if you're lucky, maybe we'll play your question on air and Skin will give you an answer and get some cool Skin swag. So yeah, great episode 109. Cannot wait for episode 110. And as usual, you nailed it, Skin.
You got it, Andrew. All right, talk next week. Thanks.
Okay, have a good one.
You got it.
This concludes another skintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.